Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. It's all brought to you by Howard Bank and our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. Don't forget, download that Royal Farms app for the big game on Sunday. $10 off 50 pieces of chicken. Luke, what would we do with 50 pieces of Royal Farms chicken?
Have quite a feast.
Eat it is what I would do. Man, this guy's walking around, and I look over, and I'm looking for Ravens Super Bowl rings, and I have, like, radar, you know what I mean, for that, right?
The bling factor.
This guy here was one of my favorite dudes and a contributor to Purple Rain 1 as well, and a champion in his own right. Hold up that Ravens Super Bowl ring for the camera for everybody there.
That's it right there.
Chris Redman joins us live here.
I won your award back in the day. You remember that?
You were my nice guy award. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if you're still nice. I don't want to promote that these days.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention drafted before Tom Brady.
That's right. 2000, the Brady Six. I'm one of the six notorious.
Did you know
people.
Him back in? Did you throw the football around a bunch?
We did.
Him?
Well, in the combine, we were in the same group, so we had a lot of time together, waiting in lines with no clothes on, pretty much. You got to go up and stand in front of everybody.
Underwear Olympics?
Like a piece of meat. Yeah, it was terrible. We didn't have the best bodies in the world, so this wasn't our best part of the combine for us. But it was good. He's just a humble dude. Like, he was happy to be there, and you know, it's the one guy I was probably faster than the whole draft. So I was happy to be right behind him. But anyways,
you make a joke about that because there was like, well, Redman's not fast enough, and it's a running league, and Michael Vick's running around. It is amazing. How was he still doing it? I mean, you know, they all measured all of you and said there were these guys, and then there were where you were in that second, and then there was the leftovers, and they missed this.
Well,
it wasn't about speed. It wasn't about that, right?
Yeah, you look back, you look at championships, and, you know, it's great to have a guy that can run 50 yards and juke a lot of people out, but at the same time, you know, what's winning championships is guys that can complete third and four, third and seven, third and eight. Those are the kind of guys, especially at the end of the game, in important clutch situations, I think those are the guys that are winning the championships right now. I think it's always great. Obviously, if you can run and be faster, I mean, Aaron Rodgers can run pretty good, but he lives with his arm, you know, and that's how you win in the NFL. When I saw Michael Vick get caught from behind from Adelius Thomas and broke his ankle, I was like, you know what? There's no point for me even to think about running unless I absolutely had to. And so I was
witness to that,
yeah,
too.
You were there.
I walked into the Falcons stadium. I'm sitting at the Hooters up there in the end zone. I mean, I just ordered overpriced wings and a beer. It's preseason. You only really need to watch the first series or
two. That's right.
Oh, hell broke loose for them that night, right?
It was crazy, crazy night, crazy night.
Well, how are you? What are you doing? I mean, last I saw Falcons, right? And then
Then
Redmond's just a guy in my phone that when I pass through Louisville, I'm like, hello, goodbye. And then our paths cross here at the Mall of America. Who knew at the Mall?
I mean, who would ever thought, Nasty, you know? But now it's, you know, right now I ended up 5 years in Atlanta, so I got 9 years in the league. So being out 2 years in between, so I had back surgery and shoulder surgery.
I remember that.
So I was out for 2 years, and it was a good time for me. Like, I kind of figured out, hey, if I get a chance to get on inside the ropes again, I'm not going to take it for granted. And so it was a good teaching thing for my kids, and you know, I think it was good for me to realize like how important football was for me, and when I got back, I really, you know, took advantage of it and had some of my best games in Atlanta. A little bit more of an offensive fit my style too, so I think that it was probably a little bit better fit down there, but I had a blast, and obviously in Baltimore, and loved it back there, and the people and the fans were, you know, unlike anyone else.
Did you go to New Orleans when we won? Couple years ago, 5 years ago now? Were you, I mean, do you consider yourself a Raven or a Falcon? Did you go last year because of the Falcons, or do you align like that?
I feel like I'm always like a Raven and a Falcon, and, you know, I always cheer for my guys, you know, like, I just feel like when I see them on the sidelines, I know what it feels like, you know, right there in that locker. I know, and so, yeah, you can't help but pull for them, and so I've always been a Falcon, but, you know, finishing in Atlanta was great too. You know, I got to be really good friends with Matt Ryan and to kind of help him along and early part of his career, and it was great for me, and so I enjoyed it a lot.
You come into camp with this team that's going to win a Super Bowl, and there's 52 running around, and here we are 17, 18 years later. Big week for 52, big week for the Ravens, big week for Ozzy, I think, in having that Ogden Ray. I mean, it's a coronation. We all know he's going in. But for those of you who laced up the chin strap and the first time you had to run in and run scout or do what you're doing, that he was so disruptive, I'm sure it probably made you a better quarterback, even on the other side of the ball,
you know,
right?
Arguably, obviously, the best I've ever played the game. And you know, I had to go up against him every day. And on the scout team, I had to look at him, and he looked at me, and I'd call out the mic, and he he'd look at me like, "What are you looking at?" And so that was that was part of it. And no question, at that time, sideline to sidelines, he was so fast and so fun to watch. And so I was really excited to learn from him. His work ethics was as good as a quarterback, and so it was awesome.
Chris Redman joining us here. We are on Radio Row, Super Bowl 52. How about that? Super Bowl 52.
There you go.
I mean, that makes all the sense in the world.
Makes total sense.
So Luke was fanboy back in your era. Okay. So we're going to – he covers the team now. He's only been covering it for like a decade. And I sent him over to get Bart Scott the other day. He's like, "I don't know Bart Scott." And Bart's like, "I've been gone a long time."
I just saw Bart. He's just right here.
Right. But you've been gone a long time now. So Luke, meet Chris. Chris, meet Luke. Guys would have liked each other back in the day.
Very nice
meeting. We probably would have hung out downtown.
Probably in Phoenix Hill the night before the derby.
That doesn't sound bad.
You and I ran.
With the fans.
You and I ran.
You know what I'm talking about.
They have a bra fan there. A big fan. But it's a bra fan. So that
with, they tore that place down. Did you know that?
They tore Phoenix Hill down.
Tore it down.
Hold on. Moment of silence.
They tore it down.
I never left there before 4 a.m.
That's a late nighter.
That was a late night place.
Yeah, it was.
Louisville, man. That's your town.
Louisville's a good spot. Derby time, first week of May.
My favorite event in the world. You
good
know
spot.
That.
Yep.
I still love the Derby.
Yep.
Chris, you mentioned a few minutes ago you thought Atlanta was a better fit for your skill set as a quarterback. I wanted to ask you in general, because a big topic of conversation in Baltimore the last few years has been with Joe Flacco. They kind of shifted from Air Coryell under Cam Cameron to more West Coast principles over the last few years. A lot of people have questioned that. Personnel around him has been a big topic of discussion. So in retrospect, looking back at your career, I mean, I think every quarterback, there's an ego and I think a competitive nature just to say that I'll make it work. But how important, how critical are those other variables? System, talent around you. Just explain to the listeners that how important that is for a quarterback to ultimately be successful.
Yeah, I think there's so many quarterbacks, probably could have been Hall of Famers, that some guys just didn't have the right fit, didn't have the right opportunity, and had the right guys around them. I've seen, a lot of great quarterbacks that really didn't get to show, what they really can do and in the right situation. So, it's unfortunate. That's kind of how life is, though. Sometimes
sure.
Some people don't have the best opportunities in the world. Some guys make the best out of when they do have that opportunity. And, there's different offenses for different guys. For me, I like to be in the shotgun on first down, not on just third down and stuff. So, that was kind of what I kept coming out of Louisville. That's kind of what I was really good at. And, but you don't get a chance to pick your team when you go to the NFL. So you have to go and make the best of whatever you can do. And that's what we try to do. But, it's a tough business, and you never know how it's all going to line up for you. And, you see some guys where, Tom Brady's been the same system
right.
since 2000. Like, that's just, you've seen every look, every call. Now, obviously, it gets, over time, changing different play, different protections, some, but you still have the base of what you're doing. So, anyways, it was a good time, and I think what's up, brother? And I think Tom's has been in a great spot, and I wouldn't take anything away from him. But obviously, there's different circumstances that could help you.
All right, we're going to make room for this guy. He
that ring's bigger. Look at that.
That's stupid.
Take that. Oh, let me see that.
This one?
Give me, let's have some fun here now.
Dude.
Let's have some fun now.
Dude.
We're going to do something here.
Strong.
Matt Stover's in the house. Say a few words, Matt Stover. You came by and you said something to me. You're like, "Do you need me?
You need me?"
And I'm like, need is such a strong word.
Well,
need is a strong word,
Just making sure you got good content.
You got big fingers for a kicker. I'm gonna tell you right now, man. Look at this.
It's a little ridiculous, but it's fun to wear, and it's I got that one because I'm in the Ring of Honor, and Bushotti's a gracious person and great owner, and he gave all five of us who are in the ring.
Tucker know about this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
just checking.
He sees it, and Tucker did kick, and I appreciated it too.
he did better than you would have done at that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, making sure.
It was my time to bow out. Absolutely.
So, Redman sat down. The first thing he said, not on the air, off the air, was, "How was the reunion, dude? Was the reunion good or not?" So you were the night before. We were all
right.
Part of
it. He lives there.
Yeah, I was out of town.
For you guys, with what it means to you, I think 2 years ago, 3 years, San Francisco, I literally, same thing happened. I had Stokely sitting next to me, and Ogden showed up, plopped down.
Right.
And I'm going to be honest, it was one of the deeper conversations you know, I've ever had, because they were talking about Billick and Dilfer and what might have happened and how many more we would have won and how great Ray was and how many Hall of Famers, and Woodson came by. This is kind of the Ray Lewis coronation that's happening here this weekend. It's about you guys. It's about winning. It's about a part of all of that, right?
Sure. I think you look back at that team. You look back at the way we came together under Billick and the fact that you know, Trent was there, a part of it. Red was there. That team had a special bond, and to get everybody back together, I think is going to be critical moving forward, especially for supporting O.J. Brigantz.
Sure. Yeah.
They raised over $100,000.
That's awesome.
And to be able to give back to the MLS piece for O.J. and what he means to us.
Well, your philanthropy fund, right. That's what it's all about.
That's what
right?
we do,
that's
right. What you do. And so that, I believe that will continue to happen as we move forward as a team and as a group, because we want to. We loved each other that year. We continue to love one another. And I mean, seeing Chris over the past couple days has been great. And in fact, we connect with Christmas cards every year and make mm-hmm. sure we keep up with the family.
That's
and
right. Sure
so
do.
Those relationships are important. And believe it or not, in the NFL, you don't have many. You have a few, maybe a handful of guys you keep up
That's
with.
That's all the more reason and, to get together every
right.
5 years
so,
or like that,
sure.
right?
It's tough, right.
And
we
lost some guys along the way, too. And,
right.
you know, that's all part of it as well.
Right,
Matt Stover joining
yeah.
us here. Chris Redman here. You know, everybody that sits down at the table, they're promoting this or that. Promote your causes for me and what's on with your life. Where is your life right now, Chris?
I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm back in Louisville, Kentucky, where I grew up, and got some sports training going on there. And then I have a business that I just got involved with that I'm pretty excited about. It's technology for mouthpieces for guys that are getting concussions. And so typically, there's about 90 forces of G-forces typically is when a concussion will happen. These mouthpieces are pretty interesting. They have a little capsule in there that it's a G-force indicator that'll tell you that when you hit so hard, about 90 G's, that it's going to turn from white to red. So your
and
mouthpiece
you
will turn red.
Game.
Well,
yeah.
So yeah. So if you're a coach, you know, obviously there's guys on the NFL sidelines that can help decipher between a concussion or not. But in youth leagues and stuff like, you got dads coaching. I'm a dad. I'm coaching my son. And you know, I don't know if that the hit if he needs to go back in the game.
You're
or not.
Always going to err on get out of the game.
Exactly.
As a kid.
Well, this mouthpiece is going to help you help that out a bunch. It's going to you look at the mouthpiece. Hey, it's red. Hey, you're not playing anymore. You know, you come out. You're going to do some concussion protocol, whatever you have to do. So I think it's a really interesting product. It's got great legs, and we're excited about it, and we're kind of kicking it off this weekend.
You coached a little bit, right, in between stints. You were coaching at your high school at one point, were you not?
A little bit, yeah. So I've always helped my dad, and then I do a lot of quarterback leadership studies back home. I take the top 10 to 12 quarterbacks around the Louisville area. They all come to my house and my sports training facility, and we go over, you know, not only what it takes on the field, but what it takes off the field as far as leadership, spirituality, and you know, and how to act as a leader, not only just a player.
Well, I've always loved you. It's good to see you. It's been too long.
Yes, sir.
Stover, anything, give me, you know, you come on every 3-4 times a year to promote your thing. And I think every 3 months, 6 months, we get together and for whatever reason, and you're moving along with your Players Philanthropy Fund. Growth in 2017 for you?
Absolutely. You know, we're going from $3 million to $5 million dollars moving through the accounts. It's a donor advised fund model for pro athletes. We've gotten Dwayne Wade. We've got DeAndre Jordan, Ryan Anderson. We run into a lot of athletes that think they have a foundation. They have, but they don't. And we find out that they've been non-compliant with regard to the IRS rules and return.
It's easy to do.
It is. Because you think that just because you have a non-profit corporation means that you have a C3 status. You do not. You actually have to apply for that through the IRS. And that takes time. It takes money. So we simplify that world for them. Bring them, make sure that inside of the Players Philanthropy Fund, everything stays compliant. And that's what a lot of the agents, a lot of the financial advisors we're running into are saying this is the model for the majority of the athletes. Unless you're a Cal Ripken, you can go out and raise $4 million. Of course, you have a staff, and you have the staff that helps build
the But if you're throwing a couple of parties and getting a couple $100 checks, it's a different model.
It's not going to be the same. You really need some help. And we have a lot of entry players. And why I'm here at the Super Bowl is because you get a lot of touches with agents and financial advisors, people that are really have their touches on the athletes. And so you get a lot done in just a few days.
Big game here, right? I mean, you know, not often I root for the Eagles, right? But I did a little something here. And
yeah, you're right.
You know, I want to share it with you guys because I've been sharing
He's
it with
He's been very proud of this all
I've
week.
I've been very proud of this all week. I'm fooling
a
them
green,
here. This is so I don't
green
get
bird.
Beaten up.
A green bird.
I got a green raven. Raven hat here that I've been wearing all week. And so this...
It looks terrible, by the way.
It's awful. And it's not green is not my color.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Green is not my color. It's terrible, isn't it? But they're terrible. I mean, it's Philadelphia. But Schwartz,
right?
Jernigan, Schwartz, Joe D, Andy Watt. I mean, all these guys that share some of this jewelry to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Douglas running a place.
Right.
Right?
Amazing.
Yeah. You guys remember he was the Turk.
Right.
The Turk. That's right.
He was the Turk. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's life hilarious. Is treating you guys great. Come back and visit with us anytime, man.
Okay.
Really
thanks,
nice to meet you.
Appreciate you doing your show and your wife. You guys are awesome.
Well, she's better than I am.
Absolutely. We know that.
Matt Stover, Chris Redman joining us here. We are on Radio Row. It's the Mall of America in Minneapolis. It's all brought to you by Howard Bank. I got to hold the other hat up here and say that, as well as Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast. I'm Nestor. We are in Minnesota continuing Super Bowl coverage. We are WNST.net AM 1570 and WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore sports